This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Colorado Buffaloes. That's because ain't shit to talk about this game. I forgot. Hey, kid, I want to give you a spotlight out there.
I was going to turn the lights in.
We get away and shit.
Look, Andy, time ain't even started, show.
The Colorado Buffaloes took a bad loss to the Oregon Ducks. Ken, I'll start with you. Should we slow down on the Deion hype?
Shit never should have sped up, Nick. You know, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, I understand that, you know, he jumped out to a 3-0 lead. People were like, oh, he's really changing the program. When, you know, I think anybody with common sense would know that if you get better players, you should theoretically win more games. So, people got caught up. There was a media blitz by the man, Whitey. Because, you know, he's at a PWI. So they came in and they just surged with the media blitz. You know, he's doing the Aflac commercials. And part of that is he got to do interviews and stuff like that. But, you know, it was beneficial to him. So, like, let's put Deion everywhere. And Deion loves to be everywhere. So everybody was waiting to see how they really matched up. Spike, last Thursday, we were on this very program. And there was somebody who said that this man going to go undefeated. Hypothetically, if it's possible, this guy right here, you know, but they looked overmatched. I heard every single excuse in the book, and everything that people were talking about, they were giving them credit for. All of a sudden, now is, oh, they look small. Oh well, they weren't going to go undefeated anyway. You know, everybody's talking bad about Deion. Deion ain't never said anything about anything. Black Twitter, black folks everywhere was quiet. This man, I ain't even know this man was still around.
I didn't know he was in the chat.
Bro.
I thought he left.
I knew it was going to happen. The Colorado game and he went to some other game about Washington, bro.
I knew it was going to happen. I was like, I don't even think they broadcast in that game.
Michael Penix, baby.
Bro, it was just, I couldn't find it. When I got, because I was playing my Madden game. And then I had to stop that to go to the in-laws because they invited me over. It was a big game. I don't know why everybody thought that this was the game to pick to sit there and watch Deion win games or attempt to win a game. And then what did he say before? He said, oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to see. You ain't seen the best of us. You're going to see us in rare form. Oh, yeah, we saw you in rare form, all right, Deion, talking all that talk. So, yeah, by the time I got over there, man, I didn't even know the score. I got over there, all the fools at it. And they were just sitting there.
Food was cold, wasn't it?
The food was cold. The game was cold. Everything was frigid, bro. And normally, you know, they drinking. So normally they drink, you get a little loud. Nah, not that time. They were a little low, bro. Man, it was bad,
they
bro.
Was drinking away.
Man, I felt bad for them, bro. I just sat there and just listened. I ain't even had the nerve.
I want to get y'all thoughts, but I went to a nice I had some friends in town for the Drake concert. So we went to this nice little lounge and shit. There was some biddies in there, Lou. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's Atlanta, man.
Yeah. I think it was called Skate Bar or something. Maybe one of them.
Yeah, you sent me the.
Oh, yeah. Black people in there trying to, bro, they was ready to support this shit. Bro, we were all watching that game, bro. It was the weirdest thing. It was like being at a
funeral.
Yeah, it was never like that.
Yeah. Because I went out to watch the game too. I went to the South Side. I was at the U Bar, like, so it was like the ratchet part of town per se. Bro, it was quiet as church mouse because they had music or nothing on. They were playing the game. Like, they were playing the audio from the game.
The same shit I was at, bro.
Was so quiet.
And the commentators, it sound like they heckling the whole game.
Like they was fucking with everybody in there.
Yeah.
I did get the same feeling. Like, nigga, we told y'all. It's what it sound like.
Bro, ABC thought that was going to be the game of the week, bro. I was surprised. Sure, when they put that shit on ABC, I was like, wow.
It was for them because everybody was still watching. Regardless. Yeah, so they won regardless. But
ABC did.
ABC.
Yeah.
I like
white people.
I like Deion's response.
That's the only one that won last week.
That's it.
I do like his response though. Like, he said,
"Get me now."
No, it's the worst you're gonna see me. Like, this is the worst you're gonna see me.
You can't get
team.
No worse than that.
Is that not true, Nick?
You asked me a question. I was gonna answer. I was just
hypothetical. Look, I stay quiet.
I knew that against you.
I stay quiet. At the end of the day, Ken can say all about Whitey, this, that, and the third. If he would have stayed at an HBCU, we would have questioned, can he do it in a bigger level? That would have always been the question. He could have been at Jackson State going undefeated, getting a whole bunch of NFL players and all of that type of stuff. Well, you know, you're dominating lower competition. I wonder if you could do it in the bigger stage.
No one was questioning that when he was
there. They would have questioned that, Ken.
No, they wouldn't
have. Yes, they would have.
They would have done
that. Why?
What do you mean, why? Because they questioned HBCU in general.
They questioned the education of HBCU.
They questioned everything, Ken.
I saw the reports that they were underfunded.
Yeah,
but it's officially coming out. See, this is the shit that I'm talking about.
No, but that's the shit I was saying already, which is
that
why
they underfunded.
Yeah,
y'all talking about all HBCUs.
That's what I was talking about, Kevin. Right.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. The point is that they are intentionally suppressing these HBCUs down. The only way you could get them up is you have to get people in there that's going to make real fucking change. And build stuff up.
Well, okay,
did Deion not complain about that?
Go to your main point. So look, about the game.
At the end of the day, Deion weeks ago already told you I'm 6 to 8 dogs away from being where I want to be. When you look at the skill positions on the field, he got guys. He got some of the best guys in the country. When you look at where the rubber meets the road in the middle. It's a wrap. Shedeur Sanders has been sacked the most out of any quarterback in FCS, and it ain't even close, Ken. They're averaging 1.9 yards a rush with a guy that runs 4.3.
Then why the fuck everybody was excited and hype about? Did anybody talk about this shit before the fucking game? Listen.
People like what he was doing, what he represented. Confidence.
No, what he represents. Don't act that like it's past tense. No, it's still there. Fair. That's the reason why CBS won. That's the reason why they're still going to get primetime spots.
White man.
You'll be on TV next week.
They got the biggest game of the week next week.
Ken, it could be the white man, but let's be honest. The black man is profiting from that too. Did he not secure a licensing deal or some type of deal with the glass company?
Who did? Deion, right?
And he got
Black man, not men, not people, black man. Okay. And white
Hold on. Let me ask you a question, Ken. Are there black men on the Colorado University team? Yes or no?
Not in prominent positions.
No. I'm talking about on the team. Is the team not predominant?
Are they in a position?
Wait, no. Answer the question.
Of course, there is. It's not like they're...
Because I got the floor. Okay. So I'm asking you a question. All right. That's why I say yes or no. There are black people on that team. Yes or no, right?
That is correct.
Majority.
So you don't think that they're not getting NIL money? Because of Deion? Because of the attention? And because of the millions of views?
It's more now.
Come on, Ken.
Are those black people in prominent positions like the two white coaches that he hired to benefit from Deion's success to move to another level? Absolutely fucking not.
He hired the best coaching staff available.
We understand y'all stance.
Then why did he go get two white men to run his
office? Because he got the best people available.
Jesus fucking Christ. This motherfucking Pied Piper, black people running around leading all y'all motherfuckers to your fucking death.
We understand.
And all the motherfuckers going to benefit is fucking Deion.
So you mean to tell me that the black man that is a coach, not even a player, a black man that's a coach goes to an organization and overnight they are the most profitable organization in the whole game?
All right.
Come on, Ken. Okay, so
that's benefiting nobody but all these fucking
people. It's benefiting him. It's benefiting the black players on the side.
We
got to move on because we understand y'all not going to change y'all stance.
Let me say this real quick about the game.
I want to get to the game because I want to talk about USC.
The only thing I want to say about this game is
I was more disappointed. I felt like they lose this game, first off. I was more disappointed in the fact that the way they did not show up. Just completely did not show up. That's something I didn't expect. I thought they were going to at least have some fight. But you're right. The game was won in the trenches, and them boys could not keep them boys off of Shador.
Yeah, they were just outmatched.
They were.
They were outmatched.
So USC.
Hold on.
Go ahead with your point.
Because I remember when we were talking about Colorado and Colorado State and all these other games, you know, there was a point made that, oh, yeah, they didn't know that the players that are winning these games at HBCUs, now they see they can do it on the bigger level, right? Mm-hmm. These same motherfucking players that got their ass drug up and down the field and barely scored, Oregon had to pull the fucking doors off. So the same guys that people were applauding, see, they can do it on the other level too. Just got their ass mollywopped by this other organization. It's going to take him time. It's his first fucking year. But my thing is, everybody need to fucking damn, what was the question? Slow the fuck down. And it's not acting like, and stop bringing everybody into this fake ass racial divide. This motherfucker put out this tweet talking about Deion's taking a stand for all of us, and then black people in fucking shambles. Y'all spent 3 motherfucking weeks, a whole motherfucking summer, a whole motherfucking spring, and a whole motherfucking damn winter talking about fucking Deion, hyping Deion up, talking all kind of shit about black this, black that. As soon as he get his ass whooped, now all of a sudden everybody talking about us. What's this? Us. Yeah, fucking us. Because y'all made it about us versus them.
So, Lou, USC, do you think based off of this game, because my thing was this. If my homeboy betted on Oregon, I told him I didn't want to tell him like not to do it because I didn't want to put no bad juju. But in my mind, I was like, he really shouldn't do it. And I texted my homeboy, the other homeboy to text him to tell him that.
He shouldn't bet on Oregon?
Should not bet on. He bet on the Oregon game because he should have bet on the USC game. Because to me, it was like, if they would have beat Oregon, that would have made the USC game even more richer as far as like they actually can compete because now they beat Oregon and they can be, if they can compete, then they can actually give USC a chance or like at least a battle. After this, this will answer a question for me that ain't got shit to do with Deion. This will answer the question of how good Caleb Williams is. Because to me, who has USC played?
They haven't.
That has had any kind of juice.
This still won't answer that
question. Because to me, Caleb Williams, this is going to be the biggest stage he's had to showcase his talent. Going against Deion, how is that not? Nick, let's be honest.
Look,
if he beats Deion in Colorado, how is that not the biggest stage?
He doesn't need a showcase.
If you're talking about eyeballs, yes. If we're talking about talent, hell no.
No. I'm saying like
I just talking about like a national,
presence. Like this is it. This is USC. That's still not bigger than Deion, is it?
Yeah, no.
Is USC bigger than Deion?
Yes. He's the Heisman Trophy winner. He's been on the biggest stage.
Deion with a Colorado team has dominated. He's leading our fucking show. When have we ever done that with USC?
Because of niggas like you is why Ken feels how he feels, bro.
Yeah.
Let's calm it down.
You talk about Deion
whooping niggas. Colorado has been better than what they have been, but they're not world beaters. So I'm asking you one question: is
USC not ranked higher than Colorado?
Yes.
Easily.
Of course. Yes. Okay. Colorado's not ranked anymore.
Has USC had a game on ABC yet? Primetime ABC.
Bro.
I'm just asking. You asked your yes and no's to Ken. Yeah. Let me ask what I asked you. Has USC had a primetime game yet?
No.
Okay. With the number one overall quarter, because we even talked about the draft. You mentioned Marvin Harrison. I was like, if it wasn't for Caleb, you know what I'm saying? People would tank for him. Right. We understand he's a generational talent. Yet, he has not gotten primetime attention until prime.
I'm not saying it's needed.
I'm saying that this is a great showcase for who he is. If he beats Prime in Colorado, it's a phenomenal showcase.
No, it's not. You know why? Because he's holding in as the major favorite.
My thing is, though, if he loses, to Shador,
it won't mean shit, bro.
It'll mean something.
No, it won't.
It's going to mean something.
They last 5 games going to be on TV.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nick, you're
talking about Notre Dame.
Their games haven't been on TV based off of him, though.
Bro, no.
I'm shocked because
the biggest thing in sports right now is Deion.
You just told me it wasn't.
College football.
You just told me Deion wasn't the biggest thing.
He is the biggest thing in college football right now.
That's what I'm just saying. You just told me he wasn't.
So you're just saying more people.
I said that he's not world beaters. You're out here, oh, Deion whooped everybody. No.
I didn't say he whooped
everybody. Yes, you did. No, you I literally did.
No, I didn't. I said nothing like that.
He was speaking to the eyeballs that are going to be on the game.
Yeah, the eyeballs. He's going to have all
the talent.
Yeah.
He spoke to the eyeballs of the game. He was saying that this is the biggest game of Caleb Williams' season.
Damn their career.
Nah. See, now you're going too far.
How?
Because it's not the biggest game in his career.
Because
he won the Heisman last year.
Nick, you know
they
what?
He's the number one.
Bro, no one.
They give a fuck about his talent. Nick,
nobody's going to give a fuck about.
What was the last time a Heisman mattered, Shelton?
Listen, if Caleb Williams was going against the number one defense,
that'd make a difference.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
We're talking about Colorado and literally a rebuilding year. Literally a rebuilding year. They got 75 guys that transferred to the fucking program, bro.
Right.
Okay, let me ask you.
This is year one.
Okay, hold on.
Let me pause you. Because when another big name went to another big program, John Harbaugh, that went to Michigan, didn't everybody say, hey, it's going to take 2 to 3 years to get his guys in there?
Yeah.
And we're here. You talking about, I heard you verbatim, Nick. You said, oh, Deion whooping niggas. Deion not whooping niggas. Deion is competing and changed the program. It's going to take two to 3 years.
It had nothing to do. My premise had nothing to do with Deion's team's talent. It was all about the eyeballs. And second of all, you just
because of Deion. But Caleb is not playing Deion. Caleb's not playing a top 10 defense on the field.
Yeah, that defense
so it doesn't
is not
matter.
He is asleep. I'm talking about the attention that Deion brings.
But there's no pressure for Caleb.
There is no pressure for it should be. It should be none. But that's also when you catch niggas sleeping.
Look at the Cowboys.
We don't get to the Cowboys. Look at the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying?
They haven't played nobody though. They played San Jose.
I know.
Nevada.
This is the first legit test they had. Because even though
only thing that we're saying is the only reason that they haven't been on TV is not because of Caleb Williams.
No,
they ain't played nobody.
I thought
this is the first big game of the season for them.
He's the only college football player I see damn near more than any pro athlete as far as commercial wise.
Caleb Williams?
Yeah. He's on all the Wendy's commercials. I'm thinking like he got all this brand. And,
he the man.
But he couldn't get a prompt. Deion.
They haven't played anybody.
And then your point, you told Ken that this is a rebuilding year. You told all of us it's a rebuilding year for Colorado. Yet last week, did you expect them to win against Oregon?
No.
Did you expect them to beat Oregon at all? Or be competitive?
I thought it'd be more competitive than what it was.
That was my
point. I didn't expect them to win.
So if you expected them to at least to be competitive going into that game, how come they can't be competitive going into this USC game?
Is USC better than Oregon?
They can be competitive. I think they can be competitive. I think they'll be competitive.
Maybe.
This week.
How do you know that for sure based off their schedule?
How do I know USC is better than Oregon? Because coming into the season, they were a lot
Williams
better
team.
They got a better quarterback and they have a better coach than Oregon. Oregon coach
and the talent around him. Jerry Rice's
really
son. Those guys
and
are
a
good.
Really good quarterback. They 27.5-point favorites.
Caleb Williams is the closest thing to Patrick Mahomes you will see, period. That dude is nice.
He makes a lot of Oscars.
All I'm saying is that if Caleb Williams loses this game,
he's a good quarterback.
It won't mean shit.
That's a big if. We're talking about a potential back-to-back Heisman Trophy winner. Who's that? That true freshman wide receiver that USC got that's burning everybody.
Yeah, he crazy.
God damn, bro.
Jerry Rice's son is killing.
Bro, look, I put it to you like this: if Travis Hunter ain't back by then, they might only score 6 points,
and he be throwing dimes.
We'll see.
He throw dimes. Their running back is a monster.
But they ain't played nobody. Still has to maintain that throughout the rest of the season to even be like he's gonna be the number one pick, obviously, but. They got a real tough ass schedule coming up these last 5-6 games.
We think they're gonna go undefeated.
Y'all got them in the playoffs.
I don't know about all that. They're gonna make the playoffs.
Yes,
they gonna make them. They should make the playoffs. They're gonna make the playoffs. That says a lot too.
Yeah,
they always lose about two games.
We gotta move on.